The Royal Society by Sam Storyteller, read by Blue Yeti. Fandom: Torchwood, Discworld, Nero Wolfe, Lord Peter Wimsey, Harry Potter, Stargate Atlantis, Jeeves and Wooster, Sherlock Holmes. It's just a quiet game of poker among colleagues. Rated PG for language. There is a gap in the multiverse. It is only one gap, but because of quantum, it shows up in several places across several universes at once. The Doctor or Jack could explain it, Yanto often thinks. And he's pretty sure McKay could too, if you gave him a theodolite, a graphing calculator, and a fixed place to stand. Except that every time McKay starts in on it, Goodwin shuts him down. Which is just as well, because otherwise McKay would never place his bloody bet. Yanto always comes alone. He supposes he could bring Gwen along. She'd probably make it through, but he doesn't want to risk it. There's a little too much of the hero about her. Not that they're not all heroes in their own quiet way, but whenever anyone brings that up, Vimes gets this look. A look, really. And nobody wants to risk Vimes's look. Vimes and Goodwin come alone too. And Bunter. McKay sometimes brings Major Lorne, and occasionally Remus brings Ron or Hermione, but only to make up the numbers if someone else can't make it. Five is about a good limit, and any more, and they have to find some other game to play. And no game is really as good as poker, in Yanto's opinion. Certainly, seven-man full-impact Scrabble has been banned after their last attempt. Yanto and Bunter aren't proud, and they're pretty good mixmasters, so they trade off tending bar. Yanto's fairly fond of Bunter. Bunter speaks the language of service. And as much as Goodwin bitches about being amanuensis and scapegoat, he's really more of an action man, like Vimes. McKay can't mix a drink to save his life, anyway. Stepping through the gap is really just like walking through a door. McKay says it's more like the Stargate, and into an old, comfortable place. Yanto's door is in the hub, just to the left of Mfanwe's roost. McKay actually gets a real door. Apparently, the ancients were good at this kind of thing. Vimes and Goodwin don't talk about their doors. Bunter had a bit of difficulty when Lord Peter moved to his new flat with his wife, but he managed to find a new one in the library. Remus doesn't need a door. He's got his magic stick, which made Vimes distrust him for a good long while. Vimes can't be having with magic. The first time Yanto stepped through, he was the new guy. Story of his life. And even McKay had been visiting longer than him. But Yanto knows his way around a deck of cards, and when they saw him shuffle, he became one of theirs. He and McKay are the only two under a strict no-card-counting ban, though everyone makes sure Goodwin's sleeves are rolled up when they play. "Here's a question," he says one night, when luck's been running mostly his way. Remus, to his left, is rather disgusted at the state of things, but after all, they're only playing with poker chips. "Who's been here longest?" McKay lays down two cards, and Vimes steals him two more. "For the longest time, it was just Mr. Goodwin and myself, young Master Yanto," Bunter says. "I'll stay," he adds, putting down no cards. Bunter's probably the best bluff among them, though Yanto wouldn't place bets either way in a face-off between him and Vimes. "What did you do for fun?" McKay asks, then groans at his cards. "Pinnacle," Goodwin answers absently. But Goodwin lies for the amusement of himself and others. Yanto takes three cards. "We shared a drink now and again," Bunter adds. "When Sir Samuel showed up," Vimes grunts warningly. Bunter inclines his head. "My apologies, Commander Vimes." "When Vimes showed up, we figured we had enough for blackjack," Goodwin finishes. "Then Lupin came along, and we had enough for a real game." "Were you before or after me?" McKay asks Lupin as the game continues. "Before, I think." "Cards down," Vimes says, chewing on his cigar. Goodwin once said Vimes reminded him of a cop he knew named Kramer, the biggest bastard in the New York police force. Vimes took it as a compliment. "Ha!" McKay points at Bunter. "Knew you were bluffing." Yanto looks down at his own cards. All he had was a pair of jacks, but he was counting on Bunter bluffing, and McKay not having as good a hand as he did. Both jacks have a man on them, Yanto knows very well. It's oddly satisfying that all the jacks in the deck are jack. Vime says he knows who the King of Spades is, the red-headed guy. And Remus always smiles whenever the King of Clubs ends up in his hand. McKay and Lorne once sniggered over the fact that the queens were all some guy with crazy hair, but they didn't share the joke. Why do you reckon this place exists? Yanto persists, as Remus gathers the cards up and begins dealing. I mean, it's a bit hard to think the universe... multiverse, Vimes corrects. Right, that, the multiverse. Just put this up here for our amusement, Yanto finishes. I mean, that's the point, isn't it? What? McKay asks irritably. God, are we going to talk philosophy? No, Vimes and Goodwin chorused in unison. Gentlemen, Remus murmurs. It's weird. Vimes and Goodwin's are both really tough guys. They should be heroes in their own right. But one word from Remus can settle them immediately. Remus says he used to be a teacher. That's probably why. Even Remus can't get McKay to shut up when he's on a roll. But McKay's the kind of guy who isn't afraid of anything intellectual and needs the obvious but unspoken threat of violence in order to be cowed. Well, everyone needs a bit of peace and quiet once in a while, says a new voice, and everyone looks up. Someone's standing in the doorway, leaning on a walking stick. New guy? Goodwin asks Bunter. You're welcome at the table, sir, but we've just placed our bets, Bunter says, and Yanto and McKay scoot apart to make more room. Thank you, the man says, and steps forward. Older gentleman, walks with a limp, waistcoat and old-fashioned hat. Yanto puts him somewhere pre-Bunter, maybe late 19th century. English. Poor Goodwin and McKay are still outranked 4-2 by the English, and Yanto despairs of any other Welshman ever showing up. I'll sit this round out. It's been a long time since I visited. Good Lord, there are a lot of you now. Who are you, then? Vimes demands. Yanto rolls his eyes, catches Bunter, stifling the urge to do the same. Yanto Jones, he says, standing to offer the man his hand. That's Dr. Rodney McKay, Mervyn Bunter, Archie Goodwin, Commander Sir Samuel Vimes. Easy on the Sir, Jones. And Professor Remus Lupin. The man smiles easily, shakes warmly, looks friendly enough. Dr. John Watson, he says, as he pulls out a chair. Retired. PhD? McKay asks interestedly. MD, actually. Astrophysics, McKay replies. I once got a medal for memorizing the multiplication tables, Vimes said. Don't listen to him, Remus smiles at Vimes, but his teeth bare just slightly, and Yanto is reminded of why they never see Remus at the full moon. Commander Vimes is a duke when he's at home. Least I'm not dead. What is it your corporal says? Being dead is no bar to having a bit of quiet fun, Remus says. Wait, you're dead? Goodwin asks. Aren't you? Hell no! Well, nobody's perfect. Yanto, lad, are you dead? Not yet, Yanto answers, and everyone looks at him strangely, except McKay. I don't believe I am, but sometimes it's hard to know, Dr. Watson says thoughtfully. Did you at least die saving the hero? Goodwin asks Remus. No, he died before I did. Mine can't die, Yanto offers. Vimes blinks. He's weird. The infamous Captain Harkness, Bunter says knowingly. Yeah, well, mine's going to get himself killed soon enough, McKay mutters. He's always trying. What a morbid thought, Dr. Watson says. Is it inconvenient at all? He asks Remus. Not really. What about yours? Watson smiles, and it's a smile they all know. One part affection to two parts exasperation. Not for lack of trying. They lay their cards down, and Yanto's won again. He pulls a pot towards him and offers Watson a share, Thank you, Mr. Jones. Bunter deals, but as he's getting to McKay, a small alarm goes off on McKay's watch. Crap, that's Atlantis, McKay announces. I have to... Yanto's mobile rings. And that's Torchwood. Probably the same... Archie! A disembodied voice. Wolf! Archie shoots out of his chair and runs for the door. Vimes and Remus look at each other and sigh. Wizards, Vimes says, throwing down his cards. Bet you it's not, Remus replies. Still, I better get back. One by one, they disappear. Yanto hesitates on the threshold, glancing back. Sorry to abandon you, he says, truthfully, because he was starting to like Dr. Watson. You might want to check on Lord and Lady Peter, Mr. Bunter. Thank you, Yanto, Bunter says, and Yanto nods and heads back through the gateway to the hub, where alarms are blaring and Jack and Gwen clearly need him. Bunter is tapping a poker chip on the table. Dr. Watson has pulled the cards together and is putting them into the deck with precise care. They're quite young, some of them, he says, apropos of nothing. Good lads, Watson replies. Stiff backs, strong minds. Though you're right, Goodwin and that Jones boy are hardly grown. I suppose that, Bunter gestures to the darkness where the others have disappeared, was your doing? Dr. Watson smiles. I thought perhaps we might have a quieter game this evening. So sorry I'm late, interrupts another man, emerging and taking off his hat as he hangs up his coat. I hope I haven't missed anything. Not at all. We were waiting for you, Mr. Watson says. How is your charge? Quite well, quite well. Ah, good evening, Mr. Bunter. Mr. Wooster sends his regards to Lord Peter. Evening, Mr. Jeeves. I'll be sure to pass the message along. Settled into the chair, and casting Vimes's discarded cigar aside with a grimace, Jeeves accepts the deck of cards from Dr. Watson. Rummy? He asks. Oh, indeed, Jeeves answers, and deals the cards. You should come play with the younger ones more often, Bunter says, when they're settled in. They're a good lot. A little too flash for me, some of them. That's part of the charm. Jeeves frowns. I hear Sir Samuel calls the gatherings the second best club. Well, you know how gentlemen are, Bunter says. They'll have their little jokes. Mr. Goodwin, now, he suggested the right-hand men. But Hermione said it was sexist, and he bowed to her opinion on the matter. Have I met Hermione? Dr. Watson asks. Probably not. She doesn't always come round. She's extremely young, but immensely bright. She and Dr. McKay have the most amusing tiffs. She dominates Mr. Goodwin quite completely. I think he finds her enthralling. Young Yanto, I believe, has come up with a name, hasn't he? Jeeves inquires. Only in jest. He said we ought to be dubbed the Royal Society for the Protection of Foolish but Dashing Heroics, Bunter replies, and all three men chuckle. Vimes went livid. Anti-monarchist of the first water. Peculiar fellow. They are something to be proud of, though. It's rather a good tradition, all told. And it's your fault, at any rate, Bunter continues, addressing Dr. Watson. So we have you to thank for the likes of Hermione and Yanto. Well, good, Dr. Watson decides. Nice to see a new generation carrying on. And I have Rummy, gentlemen. There is a gap in the multiverse. It's mainly unremarked, and it's not very important. But then, it serves its purpose. After all, the companions of great men and women must have somewhere to put their feet up as well, at the end of the day.